ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Adam Silverstein. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Dear Chashev Aleim Dei Daf Hayomi, there are only a few days left to join Shas Illuminated's 2018 raffle campaign. We hope you are benefiting from the shiurim. Each shiur costs $250 to produce, and Shas Illuminated runs on your generous donations. So please join our raffle campaign today. Every donation, big or small, are greatly appreciated. To join the raffle or for more details, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or visit shasilluminated.org. Thank you, and may we be zocha, be'ez Hashem, to finish Shas together.
The Gemara says, Alamed Hey, Amid Aleph. Omer of Chanan al-Amarav, Titur de Tfilin halach l'moshim Sinai. Rashi and Tosis are masbid that Titur de Tfilin means the chalik of the Tfilin that's on the bottom that closes up the bottom. I know the bottom, the ktsitsa, the bottom are the chalik on top where the parashis go in. And there's a chalik of the or that goes around on the bottom and closes up the Tfilin. So Tosis is medayik from Losh and Rashi that it's mashma that oir was the oir of the bias. The Hainu Rashi says that you cut, after you make the four batim, you cut around, if you have a big piece of oir, and four batim coming up. So now, it's much bigger than the tefillin. So now you have to make it just small to the size of the tefillin. So you cut around from three sides, from the front three sides, and in the back you leave the oir long, and that oir you're koyful lamata, you fold it under, and that closes the pi habatim, and that's called the titura. Taisa says, v'ein noyigin kein. Rashi said, you make it from arechod, v'ein noyigin kein. The Rosh and Simon Zayin says that fakir, it's better not to make it from arechod. Because it seems that the oir that they made the batim from, the etzem bias, was a very thin oir, because that was the way that they were able to make it into four batim, to take one piece of oir and fold it up and down, that it should be or echad, and still be four batim. The only way to do that was with a very thin oir. So if you take that oir and fold it under the lamata, and make from there a titura, it would be very weak. So what they did was, they took a piece of oir, and they cut in it, if you picture a long, thin piece of oir, and they cut it in a hole. They had, the batim were just four batim, nothing longer than that. It's just four batim coming up, with from each side a little bit sticking out to each of the sides. And they would take a different oir, a long thin oir, with one hole in it, and through that hole they would put that hole over the batim. So now you have the batim have, on the four sides of the batim, you have a rim, like a frame, around the bottom, and the other side of that, they were kaifa lamata, and they closed it. So it comes out that the titura is closing the bottom, but it's not one piece of oir together with the bottom. So either way, we can clear on the status of this titura. Whether it's from oir echad or whether it's not from oir echad, is this called a chelik of the bottom or not? And there'll be nafkaminis. The first nafkamina we can clear is this, that we know that there's halach and Shulchan Aruch that the shalyad, the kesher, shalyad, the yud of the kesher shalyad is supposed to be touching the tefillin. So it's supposed to be touching the bias. Is it enough that it should be touching the titura? Or maybe you'll say the titura is not a chelik of the bias. Bias means only the top part, the ktsitsa, where the parashis is sitting. But the bottom part that's called the titura, that's not called tefillin, and that's not called the bias, that's called the titura. And memela, the kesher, would have to be touching the top of the bias, and it wouldn't be enough to be touching the titura. So they bring a raya from the Loshon of Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav is going with the way of making a titura, like we just said from Taisus and the Rosh, that you did not make the titura from one piece of or folding it under, but you made it from these two pieces. So what you have is, you have the bias, and the bias has a little bit sticking out from each side, and then you have the frame on top from the titura, and then you have the chelik of the titura that comes on bottom. So we know that the bottom, you have to have tfiris. The tfiris of the bottom are also alach l'moish m'sinai. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that you have to be careful to make sure that the chelik that's sticking out from under the bias, which is sticking out between the two parts of the titura, between the top part of the titura and the bottom part of the titura, you have these little flaps that are sticking out from the bias, and that's really what's holding the bias in, so it doesn't pop right out. That's what's holding the bias into the titura. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that you have to be careful that the or habayis that's sticking out between the two chalokim of the titura, that has to be long enough that the tefira goes into the or habayis. And zok the Shulchan Aruch HaRav v'imlav posel shari halach l'moish mesina shatfilin yu tefurin. Halach l'moish mesina is that you need tefillin to have tefiris. V'abatim heim hanikroim tefillin v'loy hatitura. Only batim are called tefillin, not the titura. Shemim pnei zeh tzorich l'rabeya gam gufa batim. Zok the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, what's the raya? Because that's the reason why you have to be merabeya in the din ribua, which is also on this amud. In the din ribua, you have to be merabeya also the gufa batim. V'loy dai b'ribua hatitura. It's not enough to be merabeya the titura. Mipnei sheh amru tefillin merubah is halach l'moish m'sinai. Because the Gemara says that the tefillin have to be meruba, and tefillin are only the top. And as if you're talking to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, v'habatim heima nikroim tefillin v'hatitura nikra titura shel tefillin. The batim are what we call tefillin. When you say tefillin, you mean the batim. The titura is tefillin shel batim. So since there's halach l'moish m'sinai that the tefillin have to have tefiras, if that flap is not going long enough that the tefiras go through the flap, so even if it's sticking into the titura, and let's say you'll make the tefira tight enough that this little bit that is sticking into the titura, and the titura is closed tightly with the tefira, so it won't slip out, so it's closed, and the tefira, let's say, will be functioning to close the bias, it's not good enough, because the bias needs to have the tefira. So those flaps have to be sticking out into the tefira. What's the raya that the bias has to have a tefira? Because it says in the Gemara that halacha l'moish m'sinai is the tefillin needs a tefira. And if the tefira is not going through this flap that's coming out of the bias, it's called that the tefira is only on the titura of the tefillin, but not on the tefillin itself. Memela, we see from here that the kesher of the tefillin, that's the kesher of the shalyat, the yud that's supposed to be touching the bias, if the din is that it's supposed to be touching the bias, which would be that's it's supposed to be touching the tefillin, which is the bias, that would necessitate that it has to be touching the ktsitsa, has to be touching that top part of the bias, and it's not enough to be touching the titura. So the Avnei Nezer in Orechaim Simon Yudalid, he handles this lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And he says that it doesn't have a makor. That there's no raya that the titura is not called tefillin. Maybe the titura is also called tefillin. The other rabbi, it's a kash on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, gufa from the Gemara that he brings. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that the reason how we know that the bias needs ribua is because it says in the Gemara that the tefillin need ribua. And the tefillin is going on the bias and not just on the titura. Now, where does it come from that Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, V'loy dai b'ribua hat titura? Because Taisa, last Taisa on our Amud, when the Gemara says tefillin merubois, Taisa says, Yei she'ein merabin el b'mokam meshovan. There are those that held that you only have to be merabaya the mokam meshovan. You only have to be merabaya the titura. The titura is the makam ha-moshev, and not the bias. And Taisa says you have to have a ribua even on the bias. And that's good for the Shulchan Aruch HaRav saying that. The Gemara says that tefillin need ribua, and you see that goes on the tefillin. It doesn't just only go on the moshev. Where is the makar b'chlal that you need ribua in the titura. The Gemara is faker. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, maybe you should only need ribua in the bias, because the Gemara says tefillin need to be mirubois. And they need to be rebois betifron uba alach soina. And it doesn't say anywhere that the titura needs to have a ribua. L'choyre, the makar that and you see from Taisvis that Taisvis learned that Gemara Gufa, that tefillin need mirubois, that there's yesh oimrim, that's only going on the Moshav, it's only going on the titura. So l'choyre, it's muchach. Fakert, it's muchach from the fact that we need ribua on the titura, that the titura is called tefillin. Gufa from the same raya that Shulchan Aruch Rav brings. He says that tefillin need to be ribois, and that's a raya that the ktsitsa has to be miruba, because that's what's called tefillin and not the titura. So, how do you know that the titura needs to have a ribua? So the Avnei Nezer says that from here, he's matchik this, that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, that the bias is called tefillin, and the titura is called titura shel tefillin. It's not called the titura b'chlal. And he says that you see from the fact that you need ribua by titura, that titura is also called tefillin, because the Gemara only said that tefillin needs a ribua, and mamela you see that the titura is also called the chelik of the tefillin. Now to miyash of the tmiya on the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that oy bazoy, where does it come from that the ribua, that you need ribua in the titura b'chlal, maybe you could learn that's nichlal in the din of betifron, because the Gemara says that you need ribua on the Rav Papa says betifron uba lachsoinon. So the tefiras have to be ribua. So maybe it comes out from there that the titura, which is the base for the tefiras, that has to be ribua from the din that the tefiras have to be ribua. But al kaponim in our shayla of whether or not the titura is a chedek of the tefillin or not, it zok the Avnei Nezer that the avada, the titura is called a chedek of the tefillin, and mamela if the kesher would just be touching the titura, it's good enough, and that's called that the kesher is touching the tefillin. Now the shayla over there was handling what will, even if you want to say that it's not that the titura is not a chelik of the bias, but lemaisa it's attached to the bias and it's the same min as the bias, so you'll have the vart of min b'mina en chaytzitz. So the Avnei Nezer brings that the Ramban in Bechiras Paragimel is mavur that even if you say min b'mina en chaytzitz, but it'll still blive avir. And over here, even if it's not a chatzitza, but you can't say that it's touching. So the kesher is not mamish touching the bias. If it's just touching the titura and you needed to touch the bias, let's say hold the Shulchan Aruch Harav that you needed to touch the bias. So the shoyl wanted to say that you still have a mila of min b'mino en achaytitz. So the Avnei Nezer that from the Ramban and Bukhari, it's mavur that it's called avir. It's so it vayter won't be touching, because even if there's not a hefsik chatzitza, because it's min b'mino en achaytitz, it doesn't have a din chatzitza, but still you can't say that the yud is touching the bias. So the Avnei Nezer that the Tosfos in Bechiras is over there is mavur that he holds not like that, and since the whole din of the yud touching the bias is only a hider, it's kedai to be soimich on Tosfos. So it comes out clear that the Avnei Nezer says that in this shaila of whether or not the kesher has to be touching the bias, it's good enough that it's touching the titura and it doesn't have to mamish be touching the bias, the ktsitsa. Another nafkamina, whether or not the titura is called the chelik of the tefillin or not, would be in a tzir that the parshiyos are longer than the batim. Let's say the titura is thick, so there's enough room for the parshiyos to stay in the etzem tefillin, but still sticking out of the chelik that's called the bias, and it's sticking out into the titura. So, if you go with this lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that the titura does not have a din of a bias, so then lechayru, what you have here is that the tefillin are sticking out into something that's not a chelik of the batim, and lechayru, the tefillin have to be munach in the batim. Now, chitaimo, that you'll say that there's a chelik between the titura elyoina and the titura tachtoina, meaning there's a chelik of the when you open the tefillin, you don't have in your hands, if you peel, if you open the tefillin from top to bottom, there's the bias, and then there's the bottom part that folds up and closes. But if you look at the tefillin, you see that between the top bias and the bottom part that's closing the bias, there's a thick oir that sticks out to the sides. We make it from one oir. So there's an oir that sticks out to the sides. That's a chelik of the titura, but we're saying that halacha l'maisa, the titura means the piece that closes the bias, which is the piece coming from the bottom. So maybe the top part is not called a chelik of the titura. Maybe that's called a chelik of the bias. Even if you want to say a titura is not called a chelik of the bias, that's the bottom part. That's a separate titura that's closing up the bias. But the top part of the titura, avada, is called a chelik of the bias. So from the Lashon Shulchan Aruch Rav that we said before, Avad, you see that even that top part is called a chelik of the bias, a chelik of the titura, because he says that the tefira, if it's not going through the chelik, the bias that's sticking out, the flap that's sticking out between those two parts, then you only have a tefira in the titura and you don't have a tefira in the bias. So you see that Shulchan Aruch Rav held the titura el yoina is also has an Hashem titura and does not have an Hashem bias. And maybe you could bring a raya from the fact that there's besides the napkamina of whether or not the titura has a din of titura or it has a din of a bias, but in the titura alone that there's a din, that the titura has dinim, what's with this chelik ha'elyon taka? Does this chelik ha'elyon have a din of titura? So in the halacha it says, in Mechaba says they have to have ribua in the batim and in the moishav, zok the mishnah burusim and sivkot and kufay and zayin, v'hu ha-titura, that's called that when the mechaber says the moishav, he means the titura, and the titura needs a ribua, and the mishnah buru brings v'atitura tzricha liyos miruba bein milamayla bein milamata, side the top and side the bottom. That means side the bottom part, which is mamish, the part that closes the tefillin, and side the upper part. That's the part that's connected to the bias. It's really between the bias and the titura. You have like this titura el yoina. So zok the mishnah berurah that there has to be ribua over there, sai milamayla and sai milamata. And in Sharetzion he brings that this makor for this is a beis yosef b'shem harias kandroni. And zok the Sharetzion v'tzorich ian im kavanosi liikuva b'diavet. And maybe that chelik doesn't have to be miruba liikuva. That chelik of the titura would not be ma'akav ribua. So l'chor, you could say that if the titura has to be ribua, and that chelik ho'elion doesn't have to be ribua le'ikuva, so maybe you see it's not a chelik of the titura, but that's zichur not a raya, because ha'gufa, if it's not a chelik of the titura, then it's also not a chelik of, if it doesn't have to be ribua, because it's not a chelik of the titura, then what do you want to do? You want to call chelik of the bias? It's not called, if it would be a chelik of the bias, then it would also have to be ribua. Means mele in the shaila before you with the Shulchan Aruch Rav with the inyan, you know, with the kesher touching the tefillin, and you want to know. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav said klor that the whole titura is called a titura and that's not called a bias. So then you want to say that the kesher can't touch even that titura el yoina. So for legabe that, if you want to say that you want to be medayik from the Mishnah Berurah, that it's possible that the chelik ha'elyon of the titura is not called a titura. And memela, you could say that it's, then you could be soymich on min beminoi, that it's not choytis, and you could be soymich on the toysis, like the Avnei says, and that's good enough by the titura elyona, and you have a siyua. I mean, even if you want to say that titura is not tefillin, but you see that the Mishnah Berurah is being mechalik between the titura elyona and the titura tachtoina. So for that much, you'll say that the titura elyona is not called a titura, and then it could either be a chelik of the bias, or it could be nothing. It's just a piece of ore that's there, but it's not a chelik of the bias, but it's not choytz, it's like we said before. But if you want to call it a chelik of the bias, that ad kidekach, that if the parshis are sticking out into it, you want to call it that the parshis are sitting in the bias, for that, you see Gufa from the Mishnah Berurah. You see Gufa that he held that the same tzad to say that it's not a chelik of the titura is a tzad to say that it's not a chelik of the bias. Because if it will be a chelik of the bias, then it needs to be ribua. And the Mishnah Berurah is clearing that maybe ribua is not ma'akev on that, on the titura el yoina. So you see there's a tzad, the titura el yoina is vayter, not a chelik of the titura. Maybe it's not a chelik of the bias. It's not choitz, but it would not be called a chelik of the bias. So we're back to our shayla. What happens if the tefillin are sticking, the parashiyos inside are sticking out into the titura? Would they have a din of being in the bayis? So we said, l'chayru from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it comes out that it will be a problem because they're sticking out into the titura and they're not in the bayis. And even like the Mishnah Berurah, even in the titura al yayna, yesh lachkar, if it's, he's mistapik, if it's ma'akav b'di'evit ribua on the titura al yayna, so l'chayru, you can clear that maybe that titura al yayna is called titura and it's not called bayis. La'loch l'maisa, yesh lachkar, if b'chlal there's a problem, if the parashis are sticking out, even if you want to say the titura is not a chelik of the bayis, there's still a mokum to be machsher, a big mokum to be machsher. Because, first of all, why would, mechatesa the tefillin b'chlal, the parashis b'chlal have to be kulam, kula into the bayis? Shevet HaLevi brings a raya that there's only a problem, we only find a problem if the parashis are sticking out into the, sticking out, b'chlal, they're sticking out into the avir. But as long as they're mechusa, they're covered, the fact that they're not kula toicha bayis, it might not be a problem. Void, if it's only a little bit, so then you could say that you have rubai kikulai. So those that want to say that the parashis have to be kulai into the bayis, they bring the makar from Shlach Kodesh. Because the Shlach Kodesh says, arba parashis shel tefillin shel roish, tzrichin liyos munochim ba'arba batim. Alkei nira lish yesh limchoiz ba'elu ha'oisim ha'parashis gedoilis b'ma'oid, ba'oivin sha'parashis einon munochim kulam ba'batim, rak miktis ha'parashis semtoich ha'titura, sha'oisin ha'titura gavoyim ma'oid. Rak yizeru sha'parashis yu kulam toich ha'bayis. So you see that the Shlach Kodesh is being mazir, that the parashis have to be kulam b'toich ha'bayis. But l'chayra, if medayik in the beginning of his lashon, he says arba parashis shel tefillin shel roish tzrichin liyos munochim ba'arba batim. Al kein nirish yesh limchayz ba'elu ha'oisim tefillin, that the parashis are sticking out. L'chayra, his reasoning was that because the arba parashis shel tefillin have to be in arba batim, if the parashis are sticking out, so in that chelik where they're sticking out, they're not in arba batim, because there's no walls in the titura separating between the batim, that's called the chelik of the batim. Where they're sticking out into the titura, it's open space. So over there, the parashis are not in four batim. So that hakpada would only be hakpada by yeshal roish, because there's no din that has to be in the bayis, lafuke being in the titura. If it's in the titura, it's fine. But the problem is that there's no hefsik between the four batim in that spot. So l'chayr would only be on the shorosh, and aluch l'maisa in the shorosh it's b'chal not nageh, because most ruba de ruba of parashiyos go all the way into the bayis. The only time that you could clear that you could have a problem is by the shalyad. So l'chayr the whole makor that has to be kula toicha bayis is this Shlach Kodesh, and it's clear from his lashon that he's only talking about the shorosh.
The Gemara says, "Vayter v'omer Abaye shin shel tefillin halacha l'moshe miSinai." That the tefillin needs a shin. So this is going on the tefillin shel roish. And the Tosfos brings b'shem the Shimush Rabba that you need to have two shins, one shin of gimel roishim on the right, and one shin of dalet roishim on the left. La halacha we pask, and the Mechaber brings in Simla Beis Sif Mem. Membeis, that you go with yamin and small of the meniach. So the one that's on the yamin of the meniach is shlosh roshim, and the one that's on the small of the meniach is shalab roshim. So the Magen Avraham over there, Sifkat Nun Ches, says that by a iter, you also put it on yamin and small like everybody else. There's no difference between an iter and anyone else in this din. You would put it on what's called yamin and small, the alma, as opposed to yamin and small, the day. Why does the Magen Avraham have to speak it out? Because if you're going with the Meniach, so then maybe you should say that you go with his Yamin, and his Yamin is what we call small, so you should have to do it the other way. So the Magen Avraham, you go Yamin and small the Alma. Why? Because the Smag brings that the Shin of Dalid Roshim is more Choshev. Memela, that's the one you make on the Yamin HaKoyre. Means we said that you put the shel gimel with the yamin hameniach and the shel dalet on the small hameniach. L'chayr that would be mashma that we hold that yamin is always more chashuv, so we hold that the shel shalish is more chashuv. That's why you're putting it on the yamin. But the smag is bringing a daya that the shin of Dalet Roshim is more chashuv. So then you should put it on the Yamin. The Teretz is, we are putting it on the Yamin. It's the Yamin Shal Kairei. So when you go clap a Yamin Shal Kairei, the more chashuv aside is our left, is the small of the Meniach. And that's where you put the shin of the Dalet Roshim, because the shin of Dalet Roshim is more chashuv. Why should you go bus of the Kairei more than bus of the Meniach? So the Prima Gadim there brings an Eli Rabba that says, Meshem the Baruch Sha'omar, that it says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kairei. So since the person has to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of him always, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ki'ilu in this Indian Nechsh of the Kairei, so you go with the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the more Choshava one, which is the Shin of Dalet Roshim. So Mamela, there's a reason to put on the Yamin of the Meniach, the one of three, and the small of the Meniach, the one of four, even if you're not reckoning with the Yamin and the small of the Meniach, because you have to reckon Klap of the Kairi. And this day holds that when you're reckoning Klap of the Kairi, the more Choshev one is the one on the left. Mamela, even by a lefty, which there's a Svara, if you go Klap of the Meniach, that you should switch them around, still Zalk Magen Avram, that you keep it on the Yamin and the small, the Alma. The Prima Gadim there is Mamshech, that he would have held that only one shin is ma'akif. But Lamaisa, the Rambam, when the Rambam lists the Dvarim ha-ma'akfim, the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Gimel Mehilchus Tefillin, the Rambam has a list of things that are ma'akif, and over there he says that you need two shins. Now the way the Prima Gadim quotes it is, V'loi oid, shetzorich echot shal dal reishin ve'echot shal gimel reishin, and he's bringing that that's what's mashma from the Rambam. Lamaisa, the Rambam himself doesn't say that you should have one of Gimel Reshim and one of Dalet Reshim. The Rambam just says in that list, V'shiyiba Oish al-Resh Tzuras Shin Mi'aminu Mismol. Ba'al Kaponim, it is Takam Avor from the Rambam that you need two Shinin. And the Rambam says over what we quoted from the Shemusha Rabbah, that Im Hipech Ein Nifsal, that you have to have one of three, and one of four, from the Yamin and from the Smol. And the Rambam says that if you write it the other way, Miuim Hippechein and Nifsal, it's mashma that Al Kaponim, you need both of them. Just if you put the one that's supposed to be on the right, you put it on the left, that's not a psul. But Lamaisa, it's Mavur from the Rambam that you, Al Kaponim, need two, and they will both be Akav B'diavad. Reb Shlomo Kluger in the Tshuva says that you only need one shin. And his ikarai is from Rashi in many, many places. Rashi in Kamvukam Mekoimus, Rashi says, whenever the Gemara quotes this din of shin shel tefillin, Rashi always says, the oisikim in kmotim dakim beklaf, you take the klaf and you fold it up into folds in the shape of a shin, and he only says one shin. And he also, in two places in Shabbos, he spells out that the reason why you need a shin is because it's part of the Shem Shakai. And Befrat, over here by us, in our Gemara, Rashi says, Labayis chitzoin oisin kemin kmatim dakim beklaf, v'nirin boi ke'en shin. So Rashi's mashma that he's only describing one shin, because he's talking about the bayis hachitzoin. It's mashma the bayis hachitzoin is only one, and Rashi, again, doesn't say that you need two, he just says that you need one. And the ikar raya is from the fact that the Gemara says, Shin shel tefillin, halachol mashm sinai is mashm that you need one shin, and the Gemara never says anything about two shins. So Shlomo Kluger says that avadah halachol mashm sinai is only on one shin, and the other ones is medivri harishonim. And the nafkamina would be that if one of them becomes puzzle, if one of them, which is the tshuva that Shlomo Kluger there is talking about, that if one of them becomes puzzle, would it be that you're yoytze tefillin? So according to the Prima Gadim, it's mashm that the Prima Gadim saying clearly it would not be yoytze because both of them are necessary for the halachol mashm sinai. Shlomo Kluger is saying that halachol mashm sinai is like the lashon of the Gemara, that it's only one shin that's ma'akev, but the other one is only b'divrei hashanim, and the it wouldn't be ma'akev b'di'avid. In the etzem asiyah of the shin, how do you make this shin? So the Beis Yosef brings from the Orchis Chaim that you should be zoyer shalayasa hashin b'tfus, shim aso lo yotze mipnei shehu kechok teichis. Of the Orchis Chaim. That means that you shouldn't make a form of the shin. the easiest way to make the shin would be to make a form of a shin in a press, in a defus, and push that, means engrave inside in that defus the form of a shin, and push that shin onto the oil when it's soft, and then you'll come out with the form of a shin, like a stamp, or like a backward stamp, like a seal, and it'll push down the oil on the sides, and then the shin will pop out, and you'll have a beautiful shin. So Zok the Beis Yosef b'shem the Archis Chaim that you shouldn't do it like that, and not only should you not do it, but his loshen is lo yotza, v'pnei shehu kechok toiches. And he writes the Kein Kosav for Rabbeinu Yonah v'Harajma. That's the Archis Chaim. Beis Yosef himself says that it's mashma like that from the Rambam and the Rosh, that the Rambam and the Rosh say how to make a shin, and the Rambam has a whole Arichis, how you do it and how you make it soft, and you pull out the iris, and the Rosh, they both don't say, and the tour, nobody says that you should make the shin al yedei tfus. So Zok the Beis Yosef, it's mashma, like the Archis Chaim, that you should not make the shin al yedei tfus. And the Emes is that Rashi always says, whenever he speaks about the shin, Rashi says that you make the shin mekamotim shel ha'or, means you fold the or up, you pinch the or up, or you fold the or up, and that's how you make the shin. Well, the Maaseh, the Beis Yosef says, Beis Yosef finishes, avol onu noheg in lasas ha'shin in betfus. He says, even the Archis Chaim says that yesh oimim she'en lochosh bazeh, upoik chazim ayid ama devar, ad kan l'shoyne of the Beis Yosef b'shem the Archis Chaim. Ad kan l'shoyne is on the Archis Chaim. Beis Yosef brings in the Archis Chaim himself that yesh oimim she'en lochosh bazeh, upoik chazim ayid ama devar. The Darkei Moshe says that he brings from the Or Zeruah that ain lochosh bazeh for chok toiches. Or Zeruah brings from the Gemara in Gittin, that the Gemara in Gittin is discussing Ksav al Yidei Chakika, and the Gemara brings over there from the Tzitz, and the Gemara is mashma that any tziur of writing that's boiled from something, the pashtus is that you make it al Yidei Adfus. The pashtus is that you make it al Yidei pushing down the sides and then it's boiled. The Gemara over there brings that the Tfus was Ksava, was looked like Kemin Matbeya, and the Gemara names on for Dabba Pashat Dara Matbeya, the way that you do it is Alidei Chok Teichis. The Gemara answers that over there, we're talking about Kemin Matbeya, that it's sticking out, but not Kemin Matbeya, that the tzitz you have to do Alidei Chok Yireichis, Masha'en Kera Matbeya, you do Alidei Chok Teichis. But Lachayra, it's Dafka over there by the tzitz, because the Gemara says, the Gemara's Lashon is, that over here, Hoba Inon Michtav, and Rashi says, Pituchei Choysam. Rashi says, that's a Lashon Ksiva. So you need a michtav, you need pituchi chayisim, which is a lashon ksiva. Memela, that's why chok teichus is no good. And kol shchein by get it says mamash ksav. So that's why chok teichus wouldn't work. Mash enkid over here, Zok the Ozeru, it doesn't say that you need a ksav of a shin. It just says that you need a shin. So if you need a shin, so then any way that you can do it will be good. You can do it al yidei adayim, or you can do it al yidei chok teichus. Halach lemaisa, the mechaber doesn't say how to do it. Mechaber just says shin shel tefillin halacha l'moshe misina that you need a shin, and he says the yamin and the small, the arba rashim and the shlosh rashim, and he doesn't say how you make the shin. The Mishnah Brura brings that the taz and the mongan of omer mashmal chatchila that you should not make it al yedei chok teichus, and the Mishnah Brura says ubeknes agdol b'shem tshuvas harama kasav dezel yoyse hider. If I care, it's a bigger hiddur to make al yedei tfus. V'chein haminik pashut kayoim la'saisim mitfus. B'pnei shal yedei ze yesh l'toyer shin b'chol yaseo v'ziyuna yoisim mishin hamikumetes meha'or. And when you make the shin al yedei k'matim and you fold the shin together, so then it's harder to get a beautiful tzura of a shin. Mashenker, if you make it al yedei tfus, it's a maila. So Mishnah Berurah's maskana is not clear which way he's going. First he brings from the Mogen Avraham and the Taz the L'chatchil Toiv L'mnoyam Yizeh. But then he brings Deis that hold that Fakert, it's better to make it Al Yedei Tfus. Halacha L'maaseh, the meaning Poshet is to make it Al Yedei Yad. If you look around, you see that all the Tefillin are beautiful. The Vort is because the way that they make it is, first they make it Al Yedei Yad, and then they put on it a Tfus that makes it have the beauty. So we're mekayim all the dinim, we're mekayim that we make it al yedei yad, and we're also mekayim the hidra and the yoifi of having the toyer shin b'chul yoseo v'ziyuna al yedei, the second step that we do it with the tfus. The next line of the Gemara is "V'tzorich sheyagia charitz l'mokam hatefer." It means it's really a hemshich of the verter of Abaye. V'omer Abaye, shin shel tefillin alach al Moshe miSinai. V'tzorich sheyagia charitz l'mokam hatefer. Abaye said two dinim. The shin of the tefillin is alach al Moshe miSinai, and charitz has to go till the tefer, till the tefiris. That means till the bottom of the bayis, the mokum where the tefiris are. Rav Dimi Minardo Omar Kimin Deminkar Loi Tzorich. Once the charitz is nicker, you don't need any more than that. It means you don't need charitz ala tefer. So what does this mean, charitz ala tefer? So Rashi says that the charitz means sheben bayis lebayis, that has to go ad mokum atefer lamata. Kaloimer ad beis meshove dehainu atitura. Charitz ad mokum atefer means that the charitz that you see between the two batim, every bayis is separate in the shel rosh. And when you look at the batim, you could see that they're separate because there's a line that shows you the separation between the batim. So that line has to go till the bottom. Till the bottom. That's Abaye's shita. And Rav Dimi says, ein etzorich. So Avada, it's poshut, that batim, the dalet batim shel rosh, they have to be dalet batim. And on the inside, they have to be dalet batim, and they have to separate between the parashis all the way down. The shaila over here is only the negeya of the outside of the batim. Means you have to see on the outside also that they're separate. So Abaye says the charitz tzarech sheyagia ad hatefer. The Rosh brings that there's another pshat. The Rosh says that there's another pshat in charitz ad hatefer, and that means the charitz of the shin. That means that the bottom of the shin should go till the place where you have the tefiris. That means by to till the titura. The shin shouldn't end somewhere in the middle of the height of the bottom, but the shin should go all the way to the bottom. The Rosh finishes, V'noagu k'shnei ha-pirushim l'chumra, ka'abaye v'lei k'rabdimi. That we're noyig like both pirushim l'chumra, ka'abaye v'lei k'rabdimi. The Bach says that what it means, we're noyig like both pirushim l'chumra, means that it's only a minhig l'chumra. Because halacha l'maisa we paskin, that l'chatchila, it should go, the charitz should go the shin, zirch lechatchila we pass can should go out of tefer. The charitz itself also, we pass can halacha lemaisa that lechatchila should go out of tefer. But b'di'eved, even if it's just nicker, it's still kosher. And that's taka the psak of the Rambam. The Beis Yosef brings the Rambam in Perek Gimel Mehilchos Tefillin halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says that if the charitz does not go till the tefer, it's kosher. V'hu shiyah nikar ha-charitz. Well, lemaisa, you need nikar. So the Beis Yosef says that the reason of the Rambam is because the Gemara before in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis says v'im ein charitz and nikar, it's possible. So it's mashma that all you need is that it should be nikar. You don't need anything more than it should be nikar. The Gemara's Abaye says that you need charitz ad tefer. So the Beis Yosef that the Rambam learned that the whole Abaye was only the mitzvah. Veloila akif. That the whole Abaye's din was only lechatchila, but it was not ma'akif. Means Abaye is really maskim to the Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says that all you need is charitz and ikar. Abaye says you need charitz ad makom atefer. The whole Abaye was only lechatchila, but b'di'eved, all you need is nikar. The Bach asks that Oy Bazoy comes out that Rav Dimi holds that you don't even need lechatchila ad tefer. The lashon of Rav Dimi that says loy tzarech, the Bach says it's not mashma. It's why? Because the next Gemara of Rav Dimi and Abaye says ba'omer Abaye hay kilfa de tefillin tzarech lemivdekei de dilma ispa reyesa ubuina ksiva tama v'leka. You have to check the klav to make sure that there's no holes, because if there's a hole, it'll be a chisaron of ksiva tama. Rav Dimi says, "Ein etzarich kol musa badikla." The kol musa will be by the cloth. Whatever pshat kol musa badikla is, but lemaisa Rav Dimi is saying leitzarich. So zok the Bach, avad Rav Dimi holds that lechatchila it's better to check the cloth, because Rav Dimi holds that kol mashi yochel to make ksiva tama more ksiva tama avad it's better to do. Avadi have to be mahadir after more ksivatama. So avadi, there is an inyan to check the klaf. Just Rav Dimi holds, ain't a tzarech, you don't have to. So over here in our Gemara also, Rav Dimi would be saying, Ein etzarech, that you don't have to have tefillin out of tefer, but he would be but he would hold that it's avad lechatchila to have the charitz out of tefer. So if Rav Dimi is saying that lechatchila you have to have charitz out of tefer, then it must be that Abayu was saying that it's even b'diavad and it's even ma'akif to have charitz out of tefer. So the shaila between the Beis Yosef and the Bach is, even though halacha l'maisa we paskin that lechatchila you should have charitz out of tefer, but it's not b'diavad, it's not ma'akif as long as it's nikaris, the shaila is, who are we paskin like? Are we paskin like Abaya, and Abaya himself holds that charitz out of tefer is not ma'akif? All you need is nikarin, like the Gemara Lama Dalar Mabes says, and then it would come out that Rav Dimi is saying you b'chlal don't need it at all. Or we're saying that according to the Bach, it comes out that Abaya holds avad charitzin adat tefer is ma'akif. But we're paskening like Rav Dimi, we're mahadar achar Abaya, we go after Abaya l'chumra, v'loik Rav Dimi, but that's only l'chumra. Medina, we paskin like Rav Dimi that it's not ma'akif. Maybe you can miyashiv the Beis Yosef, that the Bach's taina was in the Beis Yosef, that you can't say that Abaya himself, by charitz and adat tefer, that Abaya himself only meant l'chatchila, because then Rav Dimi, who's arguing on him, would be saying, ain't it tzarech, that you don't even need l'chatchila. And he wanted to bring a raya because of in the second machlokes between Abaya and Rav Dimi, if you have to check the klaf, Avad Rav Dimi would be maskim that it's yoser toiv to check the klaf because kol zman you could be mahadar achri ksivatame, you should. But this hanocha that the Bach is saying that Rav Dimi holds that you have to be mahadar achri ksivatame and memel lichatchil you could check the klaf, that's a hanocha that the Bach is making. In the Etzem Shakal Vatari of the Gemara, L'chore, you could learn from the second Machloikis back to the first Machloikis, Fakert. Because Abaya is saying that you have to check the Klaf. And Rav Dimi says, Ein etzarech. Now what is Abaya's memory of having to check the Klaf? L'chore, it can't be that such a thing is Ma'akiv. Because even if there'll be a hole in the Klaf and it won't be Ksivatama, but the problem will be that you wrote on a klaf and you don't have ksivatama. The problem isn't that you didn't check the klaf. You didn't check the klaf, you could have avoided the problem, but there can't be ma'akif to check the klaf. If you didn't check the klaf and you wrote the tefillin and there's no holes and everything went fine, the tefillin not going to be puzzled because you didn't check the klaf. So the second abaya is also only a lichatchila. Maybe you could say the Bach held that it's the shayla is it a chiyuv or not? Abaya held that there's a chiyuv to check the klaf, and Rav Dimi held, no, it's only an inyan, because he's maskim that al tzivatam it's better to check the klaf. Maybe the Beis Yosef didn't want to learn like that. From the second machlekes Abaya and Rav Dimi, the Beis Yosef could be held, the fakert, you see that the first Abaya is only lechatchil, because the second Abaya is zikr only lechatchil.
The din of Ritzuas that they have to be shachar is also halachal meshmi Sinai. Zok Taisvis, Ritzuas Shchairis, Yeisha Oisin Batim Shal Tfilin Miklaf Lavan, the Leibeinan Shchairis El Ritzuas. Taisvis says that the din of shachar is only halachal meshmi Sinai on Ritzuas, because that's what the Gemara says. All you need is Ritzuas halachal meshmi Shchairis halachal meshmi Sinai. It's not going on the Batim. So Zok Taisvis, that Yeish Sha'oisin batim shall tefillin miklaf lavam. And Eruchanami, batim do not need to be shachar. Now, Lamaisa, we have never seen batim that are lavam. So where does it come from that batim have to be shachar? So the Beis Yosef brings the Tosfos, and he says, that v'chein kosev ha'ogr b'shem ha'rashba, v'chein kosev ha'rosh. So k'de rosh, mikol makom noi tefillin hu shiyah ha'kol shachar. Then the Beis Yosef brings that the Sefer HaTruma says v'shemo gam kein or habatim tzorich liyos shachar. And the Beis Yosef brings weiter that the Mordechai said the Mordechai was medactic from a Gemara that the Ktzitza has to be shachar k'mo haritzus. The Bach brings the Gemara. The Bach says it's a Gemara in Shabbos and daf chavches on the base. Because the Gemara over there in Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, Rav Yosef brings a braisa that says lehuchshru lumleches shemayim el or behema tohoyru bulvat. So the Gemara is on Amud Beis. The Gemara is trying to be miyashiv. What was the chiddush of Rav Yosef? What was Rav Yosef coming to be mechadish that lehuchshru lumleches shemayim el or behema tohoyru bulvat? The Gemara says maybe it's coming for tefillin. And for the Gemara, it can't be that he's coming to tell you that tefillin have to be from Or Behema to Hayra, because tefillin behed yiksev behu leman tiyater es Hashem beficha menamot beficha. So it's a mafurish pasuk. It's a drasha from leman tiyater es Hashem beficha darshan Chazal that tefillin have to be menamot beficha. So you wouldn't need Rav Yosef's brayso of lehuchshu lemelech shemayim al Or Behema to Hayra bavad, because you learn that out of menamot beficha. Fractosis over there. Why can't it be that Rabbi Yosef's Braisa is coming to tell you this halacha of minamut beficha, that tefillin have to be minamut beficha? You have Braises that come to tell you halachas that are nishnis in other places and other lashonis. Well, why can't the Braisa be coming to tell me that halacha? So, Ktaisvis, Va'omer Rabbeinu Yitzchok, Da'ochi Parach, tefillin behed yiksev behu, ve'i hevi osa lashminon hevi os heveli lasu yekra. If Rabbi Yosef's Braisa was coming to tell me the din of tefillin, that it needs to be minamut beficha, then it should have brought the pasuk of minamut beficha. It should have brought the pasuk of lamanti teres Hashem beficha, that you need minamut beficha. So, k'dik maravaiter, elo la'oira. Maybe Rav Yosef's din was coming to be mechadish that the oir ha'tefillin, which is the batim, they also need to be from behema tohoira. L'huchshu l'melech l'shmayim l'behema tohoira, elo oir behema tohoira was going on the oir of the tefillin, which is the batim. So the Gemara, that can't be. Ba'amr Abaye, Shen Shal Tefillin Halachal Mesh Mesinai. So Ktaisis, that what is this step? How does this step go? So Ktaisis, Ela Lo'oiron. Ba'amr Abaye, Shen Shal Tefillin, U'bezeh Ha'loshen Hevelin the Rav Yosef Lameimar. Rav Yosef, if he was coming to tell me the din, that Batim need to be from Behema Tahira, then he should have said the same lashon. He should have said the lashon of the halachal mesh mesina of Abaya, of shin shel tefillin halachal mesh mesina, and I would have known that if I have to have, if shin shel tefillin is halachal mesh mesina, then avad it has to be minamut beficha. So k'dik maravayter ela lekorcha misayrum l'toyfim begidin. Maybe Rav Yosef's memo was coming to tell me that when I'm korich the tefillin with a sar and I'm toyfer the tefillin closed with gidin, that has to be from our behema to hira. So the Gemara Hanami halachol meshu b'sinai. The Tanya tefillin merubayis halachol meshu b'sinai. Nechroches b'sarin. V'nitvaris begidin. So Ktaisus weiter. That weiter. Rabbi Yosef should have said. He shouldn't have said the lashon of lehuch shulam lech shmaim ela or behema to hira. He should have said v'nechroches b'sarin. And I would have known that from that once I would know that it's nechroches b'sayron, I would have known that it has to be from our behemah to hayra vayter, because I have the drasha of minamut beficha. I always have the drasha of minamut beficha. So once I know that something is halachal mesh b'sinai, I already have the drasha of minamut beficha. So if he was coming to tell me this prat, then he should have just said the lashon that was said already in halachal mesh b'sinai, and I would have known his din of our behemah to hayra from the drasha of minamut beficha. So k'dimor vayter el l'ritzuas. Rav Yosef was coming to tell me that Ritzuas need to be Tahiris. We know then we have another halachal mesh mesinai. Our halachal mesh mesinai, the Ritzuas Shchayrus halachal mesh mesinai. So Ktaisvis, Va'omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Ritzuas Shchayrus halachal mesh mesinai. So what's this kasha of the Gemara? The Kivin de Matzrich Sheyu HaRitzuas Shchayrus Kemoi HaKtzitza. Just like if we see that there's a halachah mesh mesina, that the ritzuas have to be shachar just like the ktitza, kol shchein de be'in shihu toiris kamaya ktitza. It's a kol shchein that they would have to be tohiris like the ktitza. Disvaru hu lahakbir ala tahara me'al hashachris. It's more of a svaru to be makbir on minamut beficha on tahara than on shachar. So if you see the ritzuas have to be shachares, and where would I know where is that halachal mesh mesinai coming from, that the ritzuas have to be shachar? That's coming from the halachal mesh mesinai that the batim have to be shachar. And there's more of a svara to say that they have to be tahar than they have to be shachar.
So if I see that they have to be shachar, and that din comes from the ktitza, Taisus Nemzan for Dava Pashit, then kol shchein that they have to be shachar, then kol shchein that they have to be tar, just like we know from the Gemara before, from Shin Shal Tefillin Alachol Meshe B'Sinai, that the ktitza has to be tar. So Rav Yosef should have just said, why did he have to say a memra of Lehuch Shal Nachshmaim Ella or Behema Tahira? He just should have said Shchairis, and I would have known from Shchairis, I would have known a Kol Shchein of Tahiris. And for the Gemara, Nehi de Gemiri Shchairis, Tahiris mi Gemiri. Taisa says that means Nehi de Gemiri Shchairis, Temishachris, Lekal Amigmar Tahiris. Yehanocha is wrong, and just because the Halacha Meshem Sinai says that it has to be Shachar, I wouldn't have known that it has to be Tahar. I would have only known Shachar. And the Mailer of Yosef has to come and tell me that the Ritzuas have to be from Ar Behema Tahir, and it's not Nichol and Halacha Meshem Sinai of Shachars. Al Kolponim Zok the Bach, that you see Klar, that Tosis held, that the whole Halacha Meshem Sinai, that Ritzuas have to be Shachar, is coming from the fact that they're bedoyma to the ktitza, and the mekor hadvarim that the ritzus have to be shachar is from the fact that the ktitza has to be shachar. So the bach that it's mefurish in the Tosfos that the ktitza that the batim have to be shachar is halachah meshem Mesinai. Not only is it also halachah meshem Mesinai, but lechayru it's the ikar halachah meshem Mesinai of shachar is going on the batim, and from there we learn out that the ritzus have to be shachar. And Mamela the Bach is Machmer, not like the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Simla Mabe's Sif Mem says, Or Habat a mitzvah la soise shachar. And the Mishnah Berurah is Medayik, in Sifkot and Kuf Beidal, the Mishnah Berurah is Medayik, on this the Mechaber says mitzvah, Mashmer de B'dievet ain't a liyikuva. Because, and that would be like Shita Satoisvis, and the Rosh, and the other Rishonim that the Beis Yosef brought, that Halacha Meshem Sinai only says, on the Ritzuas, there's no Halacha Meshem Sinai on the Batim. So, the Mishnah Berurah Vayta V'yesh Poskim Ditzvir Luhu Dehevi Halacha Meshem Sinai K'moy HaRitzuas U'Leikuvu Afilu B'Diavet, which is the Chayra Arshit of the Bach. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings, it will be HaGro Mashma Tishu Metzad Kem Halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah brings other Poskim that are Metzad Kem Halacha Memela Yesh lahachmer im loy b'mokum de layefsher yesh lismach adivri hamakilim kedei lohi lehisbatal mitzvus tefillin. On kaponim it's yesh lahachmer, but this is where the Mishnah Berurah is coming from. That there are two days. It's the Tosfos with the other Rishonim that the Beis Yosef is bringing, and then you have the idich gisa this raya from the Gemara that the Bach brings. And also lachi to be mevayer the Gemara in Shabbos chavches amabeis. And the Shakla Vitaria there, there's a Moridig Neida Behuda. Neida Behuda in Tinyana, Simon Gimel, he asks, what's the Hava Mina Maskana of this Gemara? Means the Gemara held that from the fact that there's a Halacha Meshem Sinai that Ritzuas have to be Shchairis, is a Raya that they have to be Tahiris. And Tosfos said that it's learned out of the Ktitza. And for the Gemara, no, Nehi, that I know the Halacha Meshem Sinai, that they have to be Shchairis, but Tahiris I don't know. What's the chilik between the Kasha and the Teretz? Between the Havlim and the Maskana? What's Mechulik over here? The Gemara Namdan for the Pashat, that if you know Shchairis, then you'll know Tahiris. And for the Gemara, no, you know Shchairis, but you don't know Tahiris. Now, the Yehuda doesn't ask this Kasha on Tosfos, but L'chair, you could be Moisef, that Tosfos, when he got to Ritzuas Shchairis, Tosfos a shtickle switched from the flow of the Gemara. Throughout the whole Gemara, Tosfos said that as long as I know that there's Halacha Meshem Sinai, then I don't need Rav Yosef to come along and say that Lehuch Shulum Lech Shmaim Ela Or Behema Tahira. I don't need Rav Yosef to tell me Tahira. As long as I know that there is Halacha Meshem Sinai, then Memela from the Dorsha of Minamut Beficha, I'll know that it has to be tar. Lamashal, when the Gemara said Nichrochus Besarin, V'toifrim Begidin. So the Gemara said that maybe that's what Rabbi Yosef is coming to Mechadish, that you need from Or Behema Tahira. And for the Gemara, that can't be, because that's halachah Moshe Sinai, that it has to be in Chrochas Besarin and Torfi Begidin. Zok Taisvis, that all Rav Yosef should have said is in Chrochas Besarin and Torfi Begidin, like the Lashon that we have already of the halachah Moshe Sinai. And then I would know from the Drosha Minamot Beficha that it has to be from Ar Behemot Tahir. Why did Rav Yosef change and say a new Lashon of Ar Behemot Tahir? Then when you come to Ritzuah Shchairis, Zok Taisvis, what was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha was that if we see halacha Moshe Sinai that has to be shchayrus, then kol shchayrus has to be tahayrus, because there's more of a svara to be shachar, to be tahar, than it is to be shachar. So if I know it has to be shchayrus, then kol shchayrus has to be tahayrus. Why did Tosfos switch? If I know that ritzuis have to be shchayrus, then l'chayra means I have to have ritzuis. Why is it different than karchem b'sayrin? If I know that I have to have gidin, then the gidin have to be tahayrus from the drash of minamut b'ficha. So the same thing, if I know that I have to have ritzuis shchayrus, then that should include it, that the Ritzuah Shchairis have to be Tahiris. I shouldn't even have to come on to a Kal V'chomer. The fact that I need Shchairis shows me that I need Ritzuah. And if I need Ritzuah, then they should have to be Tahiris from the Halacha of Minamut B'Ficha. So Nadi B'Yudah doesn't mamash ask that Kasha, but from the way he's learning, he says the Teretz of how to fa'em for the Shag of Tahir the Gemara, you see that that's how he Taka learned the Gemara. Nadi B'Yudah says that Rav Yosef, When we would have put Rav Yosef's din on Ritzuas, that Rav Yosef's din of Lehuchshu Lamlech Shmaim Ala Or Behemot Tahir Bavad, when we would say what's going on Ritzuas, it would be koil two things. It would be koil that the Ritzuas have to be Tahiris, and that the Shachris of the Ritzuas also has to be Tahiris. Means whatever you're using to make the Ritzuas Shachar, that also has to be Tahir. And they would both be nichol and Rav Yosef's din of lehuchshu lemelech shemayim ela or behemot tahir bolvad, that they're both nichol in the tahara that you need. The Yehuda says he brings a ray that the lashon of or is lavdafka, but you would need tahir also for whatever is making the ritzuas shachar. And for the Gemara, that you can't say that Rav Yosef is coming to tell me that the Ritzuas have to be Tahiris, which would include the Ritzuas and whatever's making them Shachar, because we have Halacha Moshe Sinai already, that Ritzuas Shachiris Halacha Moshe Sinai. And that would include that you have Ritzuas, and the Ritzuas have to be Shachar, and it would include all the parts of the Ritzuas. It would include, like we said before, from the fact that I know that I have to have Ritzuas, that would tell me that they have to be kosher and amut beficha. And from the fact that the ritzuas have to be shchairis, that would also tell me that the shachris has to be tahar from the din of min amut beficha. And for the Gemara, nehi de gemiri shchairis tahiris mi gemiri. That from the halachal Moshe Sinai alone that I need ritzuas, I would only know that even if the halachal Moshe Sinai is telling me ritzuas shchairis, I would only know that the ritzuas have to be tahar. Because I would know nehi de gemiri shchayris tahiris mi gemiri, meaning from the halacha Moshe Sinai that I have to have ritzuas, I would know that the ritzuas have to be tahar from the din of minamut beficha. But the shchayris of the ritzuas, from there, from the halacha Moshe Sinai alone of ritzuas shchayris halacha Moshe Sinai, that I wouldn't have known that it has to be tahar, because in the havamina of the Gemara held that the shachris of the ritzuas is a thing on itself. And Mamele, if the shachris of the ritzuas is a din on itself, it's a metzias on its own, then it would be shayich to the din of all dinei tefillin, then it has to be minamut beficha, it has to be tahar. Zok the maskon of the Gemara, nehi de gemiri shchayris, tahiris mi gemiri. The halachal Moshe Sinai tells me that I need ritzuas, and the ritzuas have to be shchayrus. And that would taka be koil in it, that the ritzuas have to be from something tohar, minamut beficha. But the tahara of the shchayrus, that I wouldn't know from the halacha Moshe Sinai. Because the shachris of the tefillin is chazusa ba'alma. And since it's chazusa ba'alma, it doesn't have a metzias on its own. So maybe, nehi, that the ritzuas have to be tohairus, because that I would know from the din of minamut beficha. But the shachris, I wouldn't know, the shachris, I wouldn't know that has to be tahar. That's how you read the Gemara. Nehi de gemiri shchayres, even though all the machshir mesina is that the ritzuas have to be shachar. Tahiris mi gemiri, not tahiris of the ritzuas. Of other ritzuas have to be tahar, because so once you need ritzuas, then for the din of minamot befichi, the ritzuas have to be tahar. But tahiris of the shchayres, whatever you're using the paint that you're using to make it shachar, I wouldn't know that has to be tahar. Because since it's chazusa ba'alma, you could use something that's not tahar, and it'll be bottled to the tefillin, and maybe it'll be kosher. Come to Rabbi Yosef to say that maleches shemayim is only from or behema tahar b'vad lehuchshru maleches shemayim or behema tahar b'vad, that's going on the even on the chazusa, even though it's only chazusa ba'alma, but that chazusa has to be from a davar tahar.
The Gemara in Laman Hey Amud Beis says, "Omer of Papa Gadumi Ritzuas Ksheris." If you have less than the shear left over of Ritzuas, it's still kosher. The Gemara of Lav Milsehi Mid Amri Bnei Rav Chia Gadumi Tchelis Gadumi Ezov Ksherin. Bnei Rav Chia said that by Tchelis and Ezov, if you have less than the shear, all he left with his shirayim. He left with less than the shear, it's kosher. Hosam hu detashmishay mitzvah nidu. That's because detashmishay mitzvah. Avalacha detashmishay kedusha ninu loy. But tashmishay kedusha doesn't have gadum and ksheir. It's when you have a shear, and you had a shear, and it was chal, that you have the cheftish al mitzvah. Moshe by tzitzis, you had the shear that you need for tzitzis. And then it got smaller, it got cut off, or it got smaller. So then you have a din that shiori mitzvah is kosher. The gadume tcheles is kosher. But by tefillin, the Gemara is saying that Rav Papa said that it's kosher. Zokting more of lav milsehi, because only by tashmishe mitzvah do you say gadume ksherim. Masha'en came by tashmishe kedusha, you don't. So what's the chilek, what's the svar to be mechalek between tashmishe mitzvah and tashmishe kedusha? Rabbi Chanan in Kibbutz Shurin Siman Chelik Beis Siman Chav Dalad, he brings that he asked Rabbi Shua Zelig the Eli Hanifla Miklimovich, and he told him that the chilek is that by Tashmishe Mitzvah the shear is in the Cheftzah Shel Mitzvah. So Kol Zman you have the Cheftzah Shel Mitzvah, it's chal that this is a tzitzis, and then you're loivish the tzitzis, you're mekayim the mitzvah. That means that the shear is in the cheftzah shel mitzvah, but not in the kiyum shel mitzvah. There's no shear in how you're mekayim the mitzvah. You don't need a shear in every levisha. So Kozman, you had the shear at one point, so it's chal that it's a cheftzah shel mitzvah, and the shear is only in the cheftzah shel mitzvah, it's not in the asiyas ha-mitzvah. Masha'en keim b'tesh, that's by cheftzah shel mitzvah. But by cheftzah shel kedusha, but by Tashmishe, that's by Tashmishe Mitzvah. By Tashmishe Kedusha, the shear is not only in the Cheftzah Shel Mitzvah, or the Cheftzah Shel Kedusha, that now that it's a tefillin, so it will always be a tefillin, the shear that's given, the shear of the Oyer Cheretzuas, applies to every Asiyas HaMitzvah. And Memela, you can't say that you have a Cheftzah Shel Tefillin, and Memela Gaduman should be kosher, because you now you have Shiori Mitzvah. Because by Tashmishe Kedusha, the shear is not only in the Cheftze, but it's a shear also in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. It's also a shear in the Asiyas HaMitzvah. So Mchanan says that it's taka true that when the shear is in the Kiyum and Maisa HaMitzvah, it's not shaykh to say Gardum and Ksherin. Because over there, if the shear is in the Asiyas HaMitzvah, then when you're lacking the shear, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. The only way that you could say Gardumin is if the shear is not in the Asiyas HaMitzvah. That the shear of all Tashmishe Mitzvah should be a shear only in the Chavta, and the shear in Tashmishe Kedusha, the shear should be Fakert. Like what about Tashmishe Mitzvah and Tashmishe Kedusha makes that by Tashmishe Mitzvah the shear is in the Chavta, and by Tashmishe Kedusha the shear is also in Asiyas HaMitzvah? So Rabbi Chanan, that you could say as far like this. Lulei, the tenoyim of the kiyum hamitzvah in
chavta shel kedusha, in tashmisha kedusha, you have a din of kedusha. Is besides for the there's two dinim in tashmisha kedusha. There's the chavta shel mitzvah of it, and then there's the madrega of kedusha of it. Let's say lu yitzu, you would have a tefillin that has all the tenaim that you need to make it a chavta shel tefillin, but for some reason doesn't have kedusha's tefillin. Means when you have tashmisha kedusha that are missing kedusha, then avada that you can avada, they would not be kosher, because besides for the kiyume, besides for the tenaim that you need to make it a chavta shel kedusha, you need the etzem kedusha. Masha'en kein by tashmisha mitzvah, all you have is the tenaim that you need in the mitzvah to make it a tashmisha shel mitzvah. So meila by tashmisha mitzvah, if you had the tenaim lechatchila, you had the shear that you needed, so it became a chavta shel mitzvah. Now when it's missing the shear, so it's still a chavta shel mitzvah. The shear is, we have a din of gadumen, so the shear is, it's shiori mitzvah, and it'll still be that yen a chavta shel mitzvah, so maybe you could use it to be mekayim the mitzvah. But by tashmishei kedusha, because it has a mitzvah of kedusha, the shear is not just in the chavta shel mitzvah, but the shear is in the madrega of kedusha. And the madrega of kedusha, if you have a shear in what you need to make it tashmishei kedusha, and you're missing from yen a shear, so then ein achanam, it'll be the chavta shel mitzvah, but it won't have the kedusha. Because if the shear was nichnas into the chelik of the kedusha shaboy, so then by tashmishei mitzvah, if you're missing that, even if you'll have the tenaim of the mitzvah, so it'll still be a chavta shel mitzvah, but you'll be missing the kedusha. And the mele, you can't say gardumen by tashmishei kedusha. In the etzem shear, what is the shear of the ritzuas? So the gemara says kama shear rayu. Ad etzba tzirode. And the Gemara has two ways to figure it out. You figure it out kofuf or poshut. And the Gemara is mamshech. So Rashi learns that this shear is going on the Ritzuah Shal Rosh. It's mashma like that a shtickle from the Hemshech HaGemara, because the Hemshech HaGemara is discussing where do you put the Ritzuah Shal Rosh? Were they hanging in the front? Were they hanging in the back? So it's mashma that we were talking about the Ritzuah Shal Rosh. And the shear of etzba tzirada then would be like Rashi says, that you measure from the etzba to the goydel, or the etzba to the amma. But so the shear etzba is not really to a finger, it's a way of measuring. Tosis brings from the Aruch and others that they learned that the shear etzba tzirada means it's going on the tefillin shel yad. And the tefillin shel yad, the shear is till the etzba. That means it has to go from the makom hanochas tefillin on the arm, on the upper arm, and the ritzuah has to go till the etzba. That was the shayla of the Gemara, if it's pashut or if it's kafuf. What's the shear of ritzuah shel rosh? So zok taisvus ubetfilin shel rosh misharin haritzuah shtegia rosh o echad al tiburay v'rosh hasheni ad alev. That one should go till tiburay and one should go ad alev. That means the longer one is the right side is till tiburay, and the left side is only ad alev. So k'tayis v'shema shum medrash yesh. Maybe there is a zah medrash. And then he says, don't bring a raya from tefillin shel yad that you need till the lev. Don't bring a raya that from the pasuk of v'samtem es dvaray eila al levavchem, that you need sima keneged halev, that the ritzuas have to be till the lev, because that's going on tefillin shel yad. And then Taisa says, there's brings from the Shemusha Rabba, that ad delimti d'chad keneged mila, miyamina ulechad keneged alev mismol. Another shear that it has to go from to the on the right side keneged hamila till the mila, and on the left side keneged halev. On this, the Taisa said v'shema shum medrash yesh tishlah kodesh brings in mitzvah tefillin that he found that it's a mefurish azayah kodesh in Parshas Pinchas. The Raya Mehemna says, "V'shir ritzusayin ad liba l'smala v'ad tibur liyamina." So the Shlach Kodesh v'ruach haKodesh hayisheri ala Toisvus. The Toisvus says, "V'shema shum medrash yesh," because it wasn't yet niskala the Zaria Kodesh, and this Raya Mehemna be meim of the Toisvus, and Toisvus brings this shir and says, "V'shema shum medrash yesh." So it comes out that we have two shirim according to we have Rashi's shir in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, which is the length of from the etzba to the goydel. And then we have in the tefillin shel yad, we have it should go from the makom hakesher till the etzba terod. Those are the two shiurim that are nizkar in the gemara. And then Tosis is bringing from the rishonim that there's other shiurim for the tefillin shel rosh. Means if you learn that the gemara was going on tefillin shel yad, so then there's other shiurim for the tefillin shel rosh. So the tour brings Lagabi the Tefillin Shel Yad, he brings the shear of Tosfos. And Lagabi the Tefillin Shel Rosh, he brings the shearim also of Tosfos. But the Torah says, Im Piches, Meshir Orich Haratzuas, Im Einem Moitza Acheres, Menichem Kamoy Shehein. That it's kosher, even if it's less than the shear. So the Goyin on the Shulchan Aruch over there in Simon Chav Zayin, it's on Sif Yud Aleph, that the Mechaber brings that Lashon, that if you piches Meshir Oyrech HaRetzuah, V'rochban, that it's Menich and Kamay Shehen, the Goyin says that when the Mechaber says that it's kosher, even if you do less than the Shear, it's dafka on the Shear of the Shemush Rabbah. Means it's dafka on these extra Shiurim, that Tosfos said, Ad HaTibur, or Ad HaLev, or Ad HaMilo, and Ad HaLev. That's on those Shiurim, in Piches, then you're Yoytze. But on the Oirich Ritzua Shul Yad, if you have less than the Shir, then it's going to be possible. Because the Oirich Ritzua Shul Yad, according to the Rishonim that learned the Gemara was going on the Shul Yad, that's in the first Gemara. And the Gemara says, like we just said, the Gemara said, that Garduman are possible. And also on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, you won't be able to have less than the shear al kapanim that's muskar in the Gemara. And according to Rashi, the Gemara is saying a shear about tefillin shel rosh, and mamela, you wouldn't be able to have less than that shear. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, on this din of menich and kamay shehein, the Mishnah Berurah says, bo'erich ritzuas hashel rosh, kosav ba'artz chayim, the davke im yesh chutz mimashamakaf arosh al kapanim kashir shnei tvachim. The Mishnah Berurah says, b'shem la'artz chayim, that you need al kopanim the shear of shnei tvachim. Halavach yanichim b'lei bracha. Otherwise, it's already too short. The pshat is because that's coming from the goyin. That the goyin says that al kopanim you need the shear that's muskar in the gemara like Rashi, which that is Chaim is saying shnei tvachim, which is really that's the gemara says that it's going from the goydel to the etzba, which is ba'erich the shear of two tvachim.
You have been listening to a shear from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Klaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.